growth, it's the science of jobs, call it what you like this evening. But we tried to get Anne Bernstein on the radio about a week ago, and she was having involved in a big launch about at the Center for Development and Enterprise, CDE, and we just missed each other. It didn't work out. And she was talking about growth and the need for growth and the desperate need in South Africa for jobs in an economy which is hemorrhaging jobs on a regular basis. We're not getting the growth to create the industry, to create the jobs. And we also are stuck in quite an ideological cul-de-sac when it comes to creating jobs in South Africa. And we are also stuck with this mantra of decent jobs. And I don't ever want to be in a position where I have to do a job that is not decent. But there are a lot of people who have no jobs in South Africa, no prospect of employment. And I think that is where the CDE, the Center for Development and Enterprise, is coming from. Anne Bernstein is the head of that center. Welcome to The Money Show. You know people are going to fight with you, Anne.
Thanks, Bruce. I'm looking forward to a robust debate.
Because, I mean, one of the suggestions that came through earlier today was somebody shouting at me, via me, at you, and I've lost them. Oh, there we go. Financial Hacks. I think that's referring to me. Sanya Mboya says, seem to love worker exploiters, like Lone Sharp, the economist, and Anne Bernstein. Is Anne Bernstein a labor broker like Sharp was? Why does Anne Bernstein think it's kosher to exploit workers with slave wages? So take me through the basis of what you're talking about when it's talking about growth and talking about growth that creates jobs. We've had periods of 4% and 5% growth where we didn't create the jobs because it was consumption-driven growth. We weren't growing the underlying economy in South Africa.
Look, South Africa has one of the largest unemployment rates in the world, and at its lowest, you could say that it's about 7.5 million people are looking for work or have given up but would really like a job. This is an enormous number of people. Globally, about 60% of our workforce are normally employed. In South Africa, we're at about 42%. If we moved up to the global norm of 60% of the workforce employed, that would be 6 million jobs, more or less. So we have a long-term structural problem. Now, we did create jobs in the 2000s.
Okay, can we just talk about this long-term structural problem? Because people talk about structural problem like everybody knows what the structural problem is. Before we talk about the jobs we did create in the 2000s, just explain this structural problem.
Well, the issue goes like this. We have chosen for the last 20 years what you could call an approach to growth, which is high skill, high wages. That's what we want as a society. And who could differ from that? The problem is we don't have a high skill workforce. Through no fault of their own, very many people suffered through apartheid, terrible education. And then over the last 20 years, we really haven't fixed education for the vast majority of people very much.
Well, we saw Panelo Gordhan, the head of Stats SA, yesterday condemning South Africa's post-democracy education system for condemning a new generation of young South Africans to the fate of their parents who were brought up under Bantu education.
Exactly. And what we're seeing in South Africa is more and more young people growing up in households where nobody works. Just think about that, Bruce, for a moment. So from day one, you're completely disadvantaged. Then you get a terrible education, and then there are very few unskilled jobs for people like you. So I've been going around the country talking about a lot of these issues, and a lot of people say, you know, you're in favor of slave labor. I haven't heard one person talk to me about the terrible hopelessness and degradation and deprivation of being unemployed. And I think you've got to weigh up that with a low skill and obviously a lowly paid job and see, are you in favor of no wage or a low wage? Now, for many years, people said, oh, nobody will work for such low wages. But that's not true. We have empirical evidence because there are hundreds of thousands of people who have lined up for public works jobs. And the public works jobs pay 78 point something rand per day.
That now, is 400 rand a week.
Yeah.
1600 bucks a month, maybe 2000 in a 5-week month.
So this is not a lot of money.
That's a little bit more than a state pension. but not much.
Right. But the difference between a public works job and a private sector job is that a public works job, there's very little training. It's part-time. It's temporary. There's no prospect of a future. And there's very little evidence that you move from that to a real job. The private sector, if they could create jobs at that level of wage and slightly higher, you would go in at the most basic factory, sewing the label on your and my T-shirt. But in time, you would get training to make the whole T-shirt. And soon you might aspire to manage other people. So a private sector job at that kind of low wage gives you your... You've got a foot on the ladder.
The first job, and everybody who's ever got employment understands that your first job is the toughest job to get. And I understand where you're coming from, but there are going to be a lot of people, and the lines are ringing this evening, and please give us a call tonight on 021-446-0567, 011-883-0702 if you want to support what Anne Bernstein is saying, if you want to criticize the basis from which she is working. But you need to come up with a compelling argument as to why what she is saying... not emotionally, but logically, is flawed. Because to get that first job, to get into the job sector is, in South Africa, a massive privilege. It shouldn't be a privilege. It should be a right. But we don't have an economy big enough to absorb everybody into the workspace. In the 2000s, you were talking about, we did create jobs. But we created the wrong kind of job?
Well, during the sort of boom time, with the commodity boom in 2000, South Africa did not have jobless growth. That's a myth. We created about 2 million new jobs, okay. Net new jobs. But the majority of those jobs were for semi-skilled and skilled people. It was disproportionate when you think of our workforce. So high growth will definitely create more jobs in South Africa, and we are arguing for much higher growth. But unless we make this job-rich growth, more labor-intensive growth, we're not going to deal with our crisis of unemployment.
A crisis of hopelessness, which affects so many South Africans.
And poverty and inequality.
Anne Bernstein, she is the head of the Center for Development and Enterprise. Your calls in a moment.
Blood pressure, check. Glucose, check. Weight, check. Cholesterol, check. Healthy people live longer. That's why Discovery Life offers upfront discounts on life premiums and ongoing cashbacks for healthy living. If you join before the end of June, Discovery Life will pay you up to 50% of your life premiums back in cash over the first 5 years, based on the results of your free Vitality Health Check. Guaranteed. Speak to your financial advisor or go to discovery.co.za for more information. Discovery Life. Life insurance that rewards healthy living. Discovery Life is an authorized financial services provider. T's and C's apply.
Hey guys, are you ready for the road trip? We get to go on these free rides every day. And we go everywhere in Gauteng. Perfumes and vitamins are going to Bedford View. Toiletries, medicines and supplements are going to Springs and Pretoria. And the rest of us, we're off to Randburg. We're always excited to be delivered to our new homes. Oh, that's my stop. Gotta go. Hey, don't forget, Springbok Pharmacy delivers for free. Go to springbokpharmacy.co.za, buy online and get free delivery anywhere in Gauteng. T's and C's apply.
Hi, this is Candy. Leave a message.
Hi, love. You'd be so proud of me. You know that awesome watch I love? It's on sale, but I walked straight past. Instead, I opened a Nedbank 32-day notice account to start saving for our fifth wedding anniversary holiday. Our money can grow safely at a great rate of up to 7.35% per annum. But if we need it for an emergency, we just have to give 32 days notice.
Join Nedbank today and make the things that really matter happen by standing a chance to win your share of 5 million rand. Invest in a savings or investment account and get one entry. Open a Nedbank account, move your salary and get another 10 entries. Simply dial *120*762# to enter. T's and C's apply. We're an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. Make things happen. Nedbank.
The Money Show.
The science of...
It's the science of growth, the science of jobs, with the head of the Center for Development and Enterprise, Anne Bernstein, this evening. Lerato in Roodepoort, your call this evening. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Bruce and your guests. How are you?
Very good, Lerato. Your point to Anne Bernstein this evening.
Yeah, so my question might be slightly off topic, so but please bear with me, because
sure.
Your guest mentioned about us as a society choosing more skilled jobs that pay more, which is which is true, and it's a reflection of what we see in terms of employment in South Africa. The question that I want to ask is, how do we answer or explain the question or the situation where you find people with similar backgrounds in terms of qualification and education levels across the